Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Mark, I think we've given some people some good ideas, or you've given some people some good ideas to prevent spending a lot of money. You know, and it's better, it's kind of like eating right or doing right. You know, right. It's better to do that than this. So we've done that. But let's just talk about, we've got a house, we've got a situation.
Okay.
You go out there, and first off, the one I was watching you do, you had these little tubes you were stretching inside the house, I guess, to level it, or...
Right. Like, I've got
like level tubes.
I have. It's called a CompuLevel. It's made by Stanley. It's what 85% of the structural engineers use. It works off gas. I try to find a center point in the house, and I can go 100 foot in any direction to tell whether I'm heaving or I'm dropping. I don't necessarily let the crews use it. We use a 7 foot level when they come in, because there is no such thing as level. And I don't want level, because it's just, most of the homes aren't built that way. I want them to have within the bubble on that 7 foot level, because if I let them have the CompuLevel, they're going to try to get perfection, and then we could cause other issues with the house.
Lift one too high makes it some over here crack. And
right. You got to be really careful. Okay. It's just kind of a reference point, and then you got to take it from there and just see how everything comes back together during the lift.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, the story, let him fill in the blanks, okay? I drive up to the house, we're fixing, and I'm one of those nosy people, because I'd never seen it done before, so I have to be there and check and see and see. And this guy's probably about 6 foot, 5'11", probably pretty close to my height.
Right.
And all I can see is his hat. That's how far they've dug down beside the house. So what was he doing?
What we do is, on a one-story house, piers are on 8 foot centers. Starting from a corner, everything is going to be 8 foot centers. A two-story house, the piers are going to be on 6 foot center. When we start digging the hole, it's 2.5 by 3 foot. We dig straight down until we get at least 3 feet below the footer of the house. On most homes, or anywhere, footers are normally, should be anywhere from 20 inches to 36 inches deep. Once we get down below that, we use the weight of the house and we use a ram press to push those cylinders down. We got two different types of piers. We got concrete press piles. It's a friction pier. It's not going to go as deep, but the friction, it will load up quickly, and it will bring the house up. Our other pier design is a steel pier system. It's going to go much deeper, and we tend to have less warranty issues with the steel. And eventually, we're going to go to strictly steel piers, probably within the next 5 years. And we may even go into helical screw piers. But, as you were talking about, the crew is down in this hole, and what we do is, once we load the piers up, once they load up and they're trying to lift back on the house, we put a cap block on top, and then we put our jacks, and we'll do 4 to 5 jacks at one time, and we do it by hand very slowly. We don't use air compressor or any type of airflow to try to raise them all at the same time. It's a very tricky situation. When you're lifting the house, we want to do it very slowly. So we do it by hand, and different parts of the house need more lift than others, so that's why we do it by hand. And we slowly bring it up, we get it where we want it, and then we can put another cylinder in, shim it in tight with steel shims. That way we can pull the jacks out, put the other cylinder in, shim it in, and then we can close the holes up. If we have to go, if we have to go through the soil and there's a plant there, it's not going to live. You'll have to get another plant, because some companies might tell you everything's going to be fine, the plants are going to live. No, the stress is too much on them.
Okay, so we've done it. Now, you said steel versus cement.
Steel versus cement. Let me see, the steel concrete cylinder is 6 inches round, so you're trying to press a 6-inch flat at the bottom cylinder through soil. It's going to go down anywhere from 5 to 10 feet down. And what it's doing is, you're pressing at 10,000 PSI, and it will load up. It's the friction. It's the concrete is very rough texture, and the friction on it will eventually grab and hold it in place. And then the house will, you know, try to lift up. Once that happens, you've hit load bearing, where a lot of times you're still in the active soil zone. That's why we like to go with steel piers. They're smoother. They glide through the soil easier, and sometimes we'll get 30, 40 feet deep.
Wow.
Yeah, the cost is more, but the coming back for warranty issues, very rarely on a steel pier.
Do y'all have, and I'm going to knock on wood, but I don't think you've had any warranty issues on any of the houses I've sold that you've worked on for our people.
I'd say 75% we never go back on, but there is 25% we do. But most of them will be on the concrete press piles, not the steel. Okay.
Okay, so we've done that. Now, I know on this one, you had to go through cement. So y'all even fixed the cement back, redid the stuff?
Yes, we do. But when we patch the concrete, it is a patch. We're not professional concrete guys. And the patch is a different pour of concrete. So it is going to stick out like a sore thumb.
Different color.
But you can always come back and recoat the concrete or paint it or whatever you want to do. But there is that issue. And most of the ladies don't like those patches too much.
Yeah. Okay, what about interior piers? How do you do those on a slab?
Interior piers, it's how far the drop goes into the house. If a house has got a 3-4 inch drop and hadn't been taken care of, because like I said, people get, they don't think about it. They get busy with their lives. But then when they start really noticing it, some people let it go down 3-4 inches. When that happens, the drop is going to come back into the next beam. If you turn the house over, it's like a waffle. You got footers that crisscross like a waffle shape. And if the house starts dropping further into the house to over an inch, 3/4 to an inch, you're going to have to come inside the house on that next beam and lift there also when you do the outside. If you don't, you can create a bowl shape inside the house, and it will settle even more.